From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French left-wing voters cast their ballots in a Socialist Party presidential primary Sunday. They are hoping to choose a candidate that will be strong enough to counter conservative and nationalist rivals in the April-May general election. Center-leaning former Prime Minister Manuel Valls is a leading contender among seven candidates, but faces formidable challenges from harder-core leftists Arnaud Montebourg and Benoît Hamon, both former government ministers. The top two socialist primary winners advanced to a runoff scheduled for next Sunday. Gambia's defeated leader, Yahya Jammeh, flew into exile Saturday night, ending 22 years in office. Mr. Jammeh made no statement as he departed the airport at Banjul with his family in an unmarked plane. He landed several hours later in Equatorial Guinea. He was accompanied by Ghanaian President Alpha Conde. At first, Mr. Jammeh refused to leave office following his defeat in national elections on December 1st. He relinquished his post under the threat of military action by troops from Senegal and Nigeria. Both the African Union and the UN Security Council supported the intervention. Syrian opposition and government delegates arrived Sunday in Kazakhstan, a day before peace talks and an anticipated first face-to-face meeting between the foes in a year. Russian media reported a trilateral meeting was underway late Sunday between representatives of the talks organizers, Russia, Iran, and Turkey. Negotiations Monday are expected to focus on cementing a nationwide ceasefire that began in December and has largely held. This is VOA News.